Hashem. So I'd like to dedicate the Mishnah Berurah Shir Leilui Nishmaso. Okay, so yesterday we talked about the whole idea of Kohanim washing before they duchen. And we talked about Levim and who washes their hands. How about if there's no Levi around, who washes their hands? Should Levim wash their hands? Do the Kohen have to wash their hands? When should they wash their hands? In Zion, the Machaber says, "Im natal hakohen yado shachris ubiras birach on the tail sadaim." So, if the Machaber yesterday, if the Kohen washes his hands in the morning and made a bracha on the tail sadaim, which we all do, so assume the Kohen did it too. Lo yachzer levarach kishenoto yado l'nisias kapaim. So when he washes his hands, as we mentioned before, for duchening, he doesn't make a bracha again. So, before I go into that, we talked about putting fragrant stuff into the water. Yeah, Rav Hashulchan says yeah, Mishnah Berurah says no. Okay, good. So again, so the Mechaber says that if when the Kohen washes his hands a second time, so if he made a bracha on the Tehillas HaDayim in the morning, he doesn't go back and make a new bracha on the Tehillas HaDayim when he washes for a duchening. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that, but if the Kohen in the meantime was misiach das, in other words, he moved his mind, he wasn't watching his hands, or he touched something that he definitely has to wash for. We've gone through this a few times. Touch a part of his body which is normally covered, he scratched his scalp. How about this in the evening shir? So according to everyone, the Mishnah Berurah said, first opinion says, you have to go back when he washes his hands for duchening, he has to go back and make a new bracha. That's what the Magen Avraham says. But the Elie Rabbah says, no, even though he has to wash again, because he touched something he shouldn't, so he has to wash again before he duchens, still he doesn't make a bracha on the duchening. Why? So the Elie Rabbah explains, because maybe Chazal were not misaken, they did not set up a bracha for washing your hands for, you have to wash. But who says they made a bracha for that? That's what the other rabbi says. And Mishnah Berurah says, and that's the custom, that no matter what the circumstance is, even if he has to wash again, which is very likely, because he touched his shoes, right? They untie their shoes and all that type of stuff. So unless they're slip-ons, or he didn't touch the shoe, he just touched the lace, well, whatever. But in other words, the chances are he probably does have to wash again. So again, according to the Magen Avraham, he'd have to make a new bracha, but we don't, Mishnah Berurah says, we don't make a bracha no matter what. Even if, for sure, he has to wash again. So the custom is, the Mishnah Berurah says, that we don't make a bracha no matter what, even if he for sure has to wash. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the Kohen should be careful. When he wakes up in the morning and washes his hands, he should be careful not to touch something that might invalidate, make him wash again, because then he gets into this machlokus. So again, so according to this Mishnah Berurah, when, let's say, a Kohen has laced shoes, he has to be careful not to touch shoe. Touch lace is one thing. Touch shoe, he should stay away from trying to touch the shoe, because getting too involved with the bracha. Now, believe it or not, I think we touched on this. Maybe we didn't. I think we did. Pesach time, very few people know this, very interesting bir halacha that goes the other way. In other words, and they're really related. And that is, everyone knows that we wash for karpas, right? And then we wash again for motzi matzah. So the only problem is the bir halacha discusses for motzi matzah we make a bracha. For karpas, our custom is we don't. And though some of this we like to go. So we don't. So believe it or not, the Ber HaLacha brings down a Shaila. So the second time you wash, you're pretty darn tootin' sure that your hands are still okay from when you wash for karpas. So why do you have to wash again? But why do you make a bracha? So very few people know that, believe it or not, the Ber HaLacha says, therefore, you have a Shaila of a bracha the other way. In other words, since you're here, we don't want you to make a bracha, right? Here, we want to say the Kohen should watch his hands, be cognizant that he doesn't touch anything, because if he does, he gets into a shiloh of a bracha. There, the shaila is the other way. In other words, why are you washing it? Why are you making a bracha the second time? Why are you making a bracha the second time? Your hands are okay. You wash your karpas. So what's the problem? So believe it or not, the Bir Halacha brings down there that you should touch your shoe. So therefore, you for sure have to wash with a bracha. So you see, so there's the interplay here. Here, we don't want you get involved with a problem that we don't want to make a bracha, because if you touch something, then maybe you do have to make a bracha. So stay away from that. So that if you washed your hands, when you wash the second time, pretty sure you don't have to make a bracha, right? That's what the Machaber says. Over there, you know, what are we going to do? We're going to say don't wash and don't make a bracha on the tis time before a motzi matzah. You know, it's right there in the Haggadah. What are you going to do? So therefore we say, so put yourself in a situation that you for sure have to make a bracha. And the common denominator in both cases, you stay away from a bracha of shiloh.
Would it also work that when you wash for karpas that you do say the bracha at that point, and then...
No, then you get into a problem. Well, the Vilna Gaon, if you have a mind. Right, so, but let's stay away from that, because that's, you don't do that. Okay, now this ches, everybody's probably familiar with this, but it's not so simple. Ches, keshabachal shatz ritzei, when the chasim begins ritzei, ritzei Hashem Elokim Elokim Yisrael V'Yisrael Kol Kohen Shebeis HaKnesses Nekar Mimkamo Lalos L'Duchan. So then any Kohen's in the shul starts moving. Nekar, okay, gets uprooted, so to speak, from his place and starts to go up to Duchan. Ve'af im lo yagia sham, and even if he doesn't, you know, it's a big shul, so there might be a coin all the way on the boondocks. Or he might be old, it might take him a little while to get there. So even though he won't get there, ad shi yisam shatz ritzei, and even though he won't get there until the chazan's finished with ritzei, shavadami, that's okay. But avolim lo akaragdo beritzei. But if he didn't start moving during ritzei, you know, he's on automatic pilot. He's just, you know, spaced out somewhere, and he is not paying too much cognizant attention. And all of a sudden, they're up to we'll see after ritzei, finish ritzei, remote him, right? Or well, we'll see. Shuv lo yala, too late, can't go up. So the question is kind of obvious. Why is it that, what's the big thing of ritzei? So the Mishnah Brura explains, or somebody explains, that the reason is that the pasuk says that vayisa aron esa, the Mishnah Brura says, as when they dedicated the Mishkan, first day he served, so he did the karbanos and he turned to Klal Yisrael and benched them, right? Vayivarchem, gave a bracha. Obviously, Birkas Kohanim. I think Rashi brings that down. Then it says Vayered. After that, it says Vayered Masas Hachatas. He went down from doing the chatas. So therefore, from this we learn out. It's, the halacha says. It's mashma, it sounds like that he benched Klal Yisrael before Kodem Shnistalek Mehavoda, before he finished Avoda. Now Ritzei, we know, is Berachas Avoda. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Baruch Klal Yisrael V'Yisrael Sam, V'Hashem is Avoda, right? We're talking about Hashem accept our Avoda, which we all know, since we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, is Shmoneh Esrei, is our Tefillah. So therefore, Chazal learned from this that what we do is the Kohen goes up to Duchen, not actually Duchen, but goes up for the Duchening before the Birchas Avoda. That's what they learned out from. And therefore, they made a takan again, that also in Tefillah, the Kohen should go up to Duchen, but Kodem Shiyom Birchas Avoda, before the Bracha Avoda is done. So they have to be up there before. Because we want to finish Shmoneh Esrei. We don't want to. So okay. So he has to go up then.
If he's late, should he leave the shul? Because it might look like he has a genealogical defect if he's not up there.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that. Right. You know. So the Mishnah Brura says. So he has to get up there. By Ritzei. So therefore, let's go back a little. So now let's try to put some of the things together. So he has to wash his hands before. and he has to wash his hands, we saw before, according to many, close to Duchani. But he has to be up there by Ritzei. So let's put it all together. So what do? The Mishnah Berurah brings this down. Therefore, and when we talk about this, so made this also clear, we're talking about their Okerem and Mekoman, that they move from their place. So what is moving from their place? So the Mishnah Berurah learns moving from the place means after they washed. In other words, when they can't come back in, they're in their place, and then they move from that spot. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that moving from your place does not mean washing. So so therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's a problem. Let's say a Kohen's late. He forgot to wash. Right? Again, he was on automatic pilot. So the Mishnah Berurah holds. So what's going to happen? They get to Ritzei. Whoa. So what, he can't go out and wash. Because if he goes out and washes, by the time he gets back in, it'll be too late. So believe it or not, the Mishnah Berurah says that what the guy should do is go up to Duchan, get somebody to bring him water up there, wash up there, and then Duchan. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with that. The Aruch HaShulchan says that Bedi'eved, Akar, by Ritzei, means even if he moved out of his space to go wash. So again, so according to Aruch HaShulchan, the halacha would be different. If the guy was on automatic pilot and all of a sudden it's a Ritzei, and somebody says, no, I didn't wash. So according to Aruch HaShulchan, he could go out and wash. By the time he comes back, it's after Ritzei. He moved out of his place already. Again, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold that way. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here for today. Meretz Hashem, we'll get into some other interesting stuff about this.
Can the Kohen Duchan, if he joins the other Kohanim after they've started, or does he have to be?
He has to be up there. That's what we're saying. He has to be up there by then. If not, the buzz.